Parliament yesterday declared a climate emergency. Labour, the Greens and Te Pate Māori all voted in support, but National and ACT opposed it. With us now is New Zealand's former climate change ambassador, Adrian Macy. Good morning.
Morning, Karen.
Okay, let's look at the big picture of this. How significant is this? Where does it, do you think it puts us in relation to other countries?
Well, a number of countries, not a huge number, have actually issued this sort of declaration. I think what it does, it's actually a signal. I wouldn't be too cynical about it. I think nobody's making great claims for what it achieves in itself. But I think look at the frustration that maybe some, a lot of the young people have had over the past few years, thinking that governments weren't taking this seriously enough and going fast enough. It's a signal, I think, well, we've heard you. And it's also a signal, I think, to the rest of the economy that that's the direction the government wants to move in. But clearly, it's what accompanies the declaration, what follows the declaration, that's really going to matter.
Yes, because as you say, I've seen reports recently suggesting that we are starting to be seen as a bit of a laggard internationally, perhaps left off the invite list to some sort of conference, not sure about that exactly, but certainly mooted.
The picture is mixed. I mean, New Zealand plays a pretty constructive role internationally. We contribute a lot, for example, what we've been doing on promoting research on the whole agriculture sector, fossil removal of subsidies on fossil fuels. Okay, we've been quite slow over the past few years in reducing our emissions. I think that's true. But, I mean, one major step that New Zealand has taken, I think, is setting the carbon neutral by 2050, the 2050 zero figure. That's become becoming sort of a gold standard now around the world for countries and other non-state actors. So that, I think, is quite solid. But it's going to be next year when there's an awful lot in the pipeline, and we're really going to have to see what concrete measures the government's going to introduce. That's really going to be the real test, I think.
Yes, the rubber hits the road when the Climate Commission gives its recommendations and the government has to make some decisions, and it may cost a lot of money. We might have to buy carbon credits internationally. Some sectors might have to make big adjustments, and surely taxes, these sort of things, will have to come into play.
Well, I think, I mean, no government is going to cripple their economy in the service of the Paris Agreement. But since we started that negotiation back in 2005, the economics have shifted very, very rapidly. And particularly now, if you're going to set up, for example, a new power station, in many, many countries, renewables are a cheaper option than coal. So those economics have shifted. I think also it's appropriate that the government signaled some leadership from the public sector. It's interesting that the carbon neutral public service sounded like we'd dusted off a policy that Helen Clark put in place in 2007 when we had half a dozen government departments in a sort of a pilot project. They were supposed to become carbon neutral by 2012. If you mentioned the question of buying offsets, from there, I think, was that both governments are going to have to meet 70-80% of their reductions by buying offsets. And I think there are a whole lot of problems, excuse me, around the offsets issue, especially international offsets. I mean, every dollar you spend on an international offset, it's a dollar spent not on the New Zealand economic transition, which is the key thing. And one thing that the Paris Agreement, people focus on the 2-degree, 1.5-degree goal, but to my mind, the single most important thing we take out of the Paris Agreement is that if we want to stabilise global temperatures, what we have to do is to stop emitting CO2, whatever temperature you want to stabilise at, to zero. So that the focus should become, I think, on the transition, how your economy is going to transition to zero.
Yes, that's right. But to do that, I mean, I've seen some reports suggesting that we would have to cut fossil fuel usage by half in 10 years or so. I mean, you look at the car fleet. Sure, electric cars are becoming more popular, but boy, that is a huge ask, isn't it?
Yes, it is. We still buy Ford Rangers in preference to Toyota Priuses, that's for sure. But other countries have faced this, and I've said the what is happening is that the economics can shift quite rapidly. Most countries, I think, are seeing that 2050 target is doable. It's interesting also that it's encouraged emulation from other sectors. The New Zealand meat industry has also gone for itself being carbon neutral by 2050. No one's not underestimating the difficulties, and especially when you've got countries getting deeper into debt with the after the response to COVID. So
there's a lot to do. Adrian, we'll leave it there. Your line's just breaking up a little bit on us there. But thank you very much for that. Adrian Macy, the former climate change ambassador.